We are learning Masechta Pesachim, Daf Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, and we are beginning the bottom of Kuf Yud Amud Beis, end of the line. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Kol HaMozug Mitztarif Chutz Ben HaMayim. That means we said that they drink two cups of wine, or any peers, or two, four, could be, if you want to say in the Gemara, if you drink Zugais, then it gives an opportunity for the Shadim to do Hezek. Now, Shmuel, Rav Yehuda Amar says, same Shmuel, that anything that's mazug, that means any drink that has to be added water to it, then it's mitzdarif to wine. Kol mazug mitzdarif chutz b'mayim, besides the mayim. Now, how's the pasta of mazug by mayim? Mazug by mayim would mean to mix, let's say, hot water and cold water. That's called mazug also. That is not mitzdarif. You can't combine that with wine to be called a zugos, to be called two, to be called a peer. Rabbi Yechon Amar, filo mayim, even mayim has a problem of zugos. It means you drink one cup of wine and one drink of water, that's mazug, then the halacha is that it's a problem of zugas. Amra Papa, even Rabbi Yechon says, Mayim lo yamaron lo chamim legav kriri, either he added hot water to cold water, or v'kriri legav chamimi, or cold water to hot water. Av chamimi legav chamimi, if you just added hot water to hot water, that's not called mazug. V'kriri legav kriri loy, also cold water to cold water, that's not called mazug, because that's not enough of a change, it's the same thing, so it's not called mazug, and therefore, it's not going to mitztarif to wine lekuliyam. Omer HaShlokish, Arba'a Dvarim HaIsa Yisam, there are four things people who do this, Domai Beroishai. That means if they get hurt, it's their own fault. They did it to themselves. It's their own fault. Omeschai V'Navshai. And the Chayiv Misa, they did it to themselves. What are the four things that someone does that could anger the Mazikim? Elohein, Hanifna Ben Dekel Lekai. So someone goes to the bathroom in a tight area between a Dekel tree and the wall. The Shadim like hanging around like places that are next to the wall where they're hidden from view, and you're in their way, they're not going to get through if you're between the Dekel HaKaisel. Va'oiver Meshtei Dekalim, or someone that walks between two palm trees. Va'ashay Samayim Shulim, if you drink borrowed water. The Gemara is going to explain a little bit more in everyone. Va'oiver Amayim Shvuchim, or if they walk over the water that was poured on the floor. Even if you saw your wife pouring it on the floor, still you should not walk over it. So the Gemara gives you some limitations to the halacha. Hanifna bein dekel lekaisel. It says if you go to the bathroom between the dekel, between the palm tree and the wall, it's a problem for the mazikim. It's an anger to the mazikim. Le'amara unless they are ba'amas. Only if it's such a tight area, it's not four amas wide. If it's four amas wide, less than ba, it's not a problem because both you and the mazik could fit through there. Even if you don't have four amas, there's no other way to go. There's no other way to go, so the shade could go a different way. The mazik's not dafka looking to start up with you. If he has another way to go, he'll go a different way. Less lamba. But if someone walks between two dekel trees, also a problem with the mazik, and le'amaran le'paskin of shirabim. That is only a problem, there's no shirabim in between. If it's kind of shirabim, shirabim go between two dekel trees. Less lamba, that's also not a problem because since the rabim already walked through, the Mazikim don't start up with a Ravim already, and therefore it's not like the second wide line of response says the Shchichi Ravim lesser Rishus Lahazik Sheein Leligzal's Ravim. You can't take away the Rishus from the Ravim. Therefore, if people Rishus Ravim means Dafka Rishus Ravim Deraisa like for Ve'erivin means if a lot of people walk through there, the Mazikim won't hurt anyone. Hashoisa Mayim Sheulim. Someone drinks borrowed water. Lo Yamaron El Deshalinu Katan. First of all, only if a Katan borrows this water. If a gadol borrows water, there's no problem. Mazikim start up with the katanim. Vafilu shelinu katan. Even if a katan borrowed the water, nami la'amaron el basada, where there's no water in the fields, there's nothing there. Therefore, the mazikim want the water. Le'shchichi, because not a lot of water there. Be'er, but in the city where the shchichi, there's a lot of water around. Less lamba, it's also not a problem for mazikim. Vafilu basada, nami la'amaron el amaya. It's only water. That's an issue. Avachamra v'shichra, but wine or beer, less lamba, the mazikim don't dafka like drinking that. It said also another case, v'ayiv ha'mayim shfuchim, if someone walks over poured water, it's also a problem for mazikim. Lo yamaron el lo yafsikinu afra. That's only if you didn't spread some dirt over the water. But if you spread dirt over the water, that takes away the problem. V'loy tafbu roika, or you didn't spit in it. Avafsekinu, if you poured the earth on it, or if you put some roik, some spit into it, less lamba, there is no issue of mazikim. V'loy amaran loy avar layo shimsha. That's also, if there's no sun on it, the sun didn't shine on this water. Like Ava Alayo Shisin Nigri, or there was no 60 steps. People didn't walk on it 60 times already. But Ava Alayo Shimsha, the sun shined on this puddle. But Ava Alayo Shisin Nigri, and 60 people walked 60 steps. We walked on this less lamba. That's not a problem of mazikim. And this whole problem of walking over this water is only if you're not riding a donkey. You're not wearing shoes. If you're wearing shoes and you're riding a donkey, so then it's not a problem. Less lamba. This only is the Oshayla with Shadim. Like we said, there's always two issues: the Shadim Amazik and the Kshafim. That means someone who knows witchcraft with Kshafim, that person could hurt someone. So that will work if you do any of these things, even though we're at the limitations of Kshafim. It means you're wearing shoes, or if you're riding a donkey, still, Chayshinon, there'll be a Kshash for Kshafim. What's the raya to that? Dahu Gavra, there's a Maisa with a certain person, the Rachab Chamra, he was riding a donkey, he was Sayim Masani, and he was wearing shoes. And the Maisi went over his puddles, but Gomud Misane, and his shoes got shriveled up, but Savukari, and his feet also got shriveled up, got dried up. He got a hezek, his feet got shriveled up. This is through Kshafim. You see, Kshafim works even if you're riding a donkey and you are wearing shoes. Tanu Rabbanan. Shloisha ein mematzim v'lemismatzim. There are three things you shouldn't walk between them, and they shouldn't walk between you. Some of this halacha is famous. That means you shouldn't walk between two of these, and one of these shouldn't walk between two of you, two men. Let's say, ve'elohein hakelev, a dog, v'hadekel, a palm tree, v'isha. That means don't let a dog walk between you or a isha or a dekel. It means don't walk two sides of a dekel. Shouldn't be between you. V'yeshav afa chazir. Some say a chazir as well. V'yeshav afa hanachash, a snake. Let's say something, this happens, might the counter, what do you do? Let's say Isha walks between two men, or a Caleb, what do you do? Amra Papa, you say a certain pasuk. This pasuk is in Parashas Balak, that starts, Niftach Bekel, and Nafsik Bekel. It starts with Hashem's name Kael and ends. It's really two psukim. The psukim go like this: Kael Maitziyam in Mitzrayim, Kesoyef Es Reim Loi, He loy nachash b'Yakov lekesem b'Yisrael ke'esi yomal Yakov l'Yisrael ma'pal kale. So it starts the word kale, ends the word kale. Inami niftach b'loy v'nafsik b'loy. Say a different pasuk. It starts with loy and ends with loy. This mamzer doesn't end with loy, but the pasuk also is in parashas Balak, and it says like this: loy ish kale v'yichazeh v'nolim yisnachom. Ahu amar loy yaseh v'diber loy yikamena. So it says loy yikamena. The loy at the end of the pasuk. Say one of these two psukim. That will help. Hani beitrei. The matzah. First of all, the Taisa has a kash. The halacha is in alvi misrape with divrei Torah. Here, using the pesukim of the Torah, Parshas Balak, the misrape. The Taisa says lahogain shari, that you're not allowed to use it for a refuah, but to protect yourself, you're allowed to use the Torah. Zok the Gemara vayta. Hani beitrei the matzah luhu isha nida. There was these two people who a isha nida went between them. Im tchilasti dasahi, if it's the beginning of her nida, hayreges echemem, one of them will die. One of these two people that need to walk between will die. Im soif nidasahi, meriva oise b'nehem. If it's the end of her nidos, meriva oise b'nehem, then they'll get into a fight. Maite kante, what's the etzah if a nida walks between you? Niftach b'keil v'nafs b'keil, say this positive, starts b'keil and ends with a keil. Keil. You see these two ladies, they're at the crossroads, and they're two sides of the street. One's on this side of the street, other side of the path. Then they're looking at each other. So he's saying, this is a simon, these two ladies are doing kshafim, and don't get near them. You have a different way, go a different direction. If you like it, like there's no other way to go. You have to go through that. And what you do, if you have another person with you, hold on to his hand, go together, and go through this. If you like it, these are just names, alachash, incantation, which means they should die with an arrow, they should be hit with an arrow. That's they say these words and they say that will knock out the kshafim. Agav, some people talk annoying if they're going between two ladies, they hold on to someone else, and they hold it. So it becomes this Gemara. This Gemara, we are talking about Kshofim, it's not Mamash, the same thing, but it's pretty close to the same Gemara. It could be Hashaychis learning from this Gemara, that would be Eitzah. Hayman, the Poga be'isisa, be'idna the Salka Matilas Mitzvah. If a person meets a woman coming back from the mikvah from Tefillas Mitzvah, this is a stama man who meets a woman coming back from the mikvah. If he's meshamish first with his own wife, ach the leili de ruach zunun, he will get this ruach of zunun, ruach of znos, not a good thing. And the kadma meshamsha ach the leili de ruach zunun. If she's meshamish first, she will get a ruach zununim. So it's not a good thing that they met each other. So ma'ita kant they lay makiv to this pasuk shoyfich buz aradivim poor. Embarrassment on the nobles, v'yaseh b'soyu loy derech, and the people who are lost. Like a part of them, say this pasuk, and we don't know how exactly that works, but that will take care of the ruach zunim. The kasha is that this Tosfos actually is printed on daf kuf yud amud aleph, as the Tosfos is printed, that the Gemara in brachas that says Rabbi Yochanan used to sit by the shari tefila in order that they should see him when they come out and they should have children as beautiful as him. So he says you're not allowed to meet someone who comes out of mikvah. So the Tosfos says two terutzim. Either he says Rabbi Yochanan Ashari Tfila Yosef, which means that it wasn't when they're coming out of the water. It was further down. It was from the doors of the mikvah. Inami he says that there's a difference between paga and or not paga. Or Rabbi Yochanan said the pasuk Shoyfech Buz. And I heard another pshat, Shmak pshat. The Gemara says in Bamitzia, I think it is, Rabbi Yochanan had very long eyebrows. And every time he wanted to see someone, they had to pick up his eyebrows to be able to see someone. There's one time someone who was maybe looking, smiling at him, so nice at it. So here, he didn't see anything. He just sat there, he wouldn't see anything. Therefore, he never saw anyone. He just sat there and they just saw him, and that's they had babies looked like him. Omrav Yitzchak. Maidich Siv, it says in the pasuk, Gam ki eilech begeitz ha-mavaz, lo ira ra ki ata imadi. So what is the gate? It says, even I'm walking in the valley of death, I am not scared because Hashem is with me. Now what's the valley of death? Is that Hayashom Betzel Dekal Yechidah, someone who sleeps in the shade of a single palm tree, Betzel Levana, or in the shade of the moon, Betzel Dekal Yechidah, or Betzel Levana. Either or in the moon, he sleeps himself out there in the shade of a Dekal, or in the shade of Levana, means next to a wall, that's the shade of the Levana. There's no other tree near there that the shade is next to each other. Because the here it means that the tzeil is a shade, but also the mazik called the shade, also likes the shade, likes the tzeil, and therefore you have to give him space. If there's not a dekel tree right next to it, and the two shades are hitting each other, so the mazik could go to other shade, less than boss, not a problem. If someone sleeps in the shade of a palm tree in a courtyard, or he's now what's it's his own fault, isn't it? Get mazik. Now, what does it mean? If it's a single tree that there's no other tree near there, I feel a sudden I'm even so also it's a problem. In a chatzah, even though there's two trees close to each other and the tail are hitting each other, two shade, they're hitting each other, which means the shade of the tree are close to each other, still that there is a hezek. Why? Because it's a confined place. In a confined place, the mazik has nowhere to go. With tail of Shalavana and the tail of the moon also, only on the west, if the Levana is in the east and the shade in the west, that problem. If the shade is in the east inside, less lambah, there is no problem of the mazik, because the mazik likes the shade on that side, on the Mayrev side, not on the Mizrach side.